Hi class, after learning about diversity management, let's understand the next important topic in human resource management, that is measuring HRM effectiveness. Well, whatever human resource manager is doing, the various functions they are doing, whether they are effectively doing it and achieving the goals which are important for the strategic management of the organization or not, can be found out by actually measuring it. Well, the concept of HRM measurement is not totally new, but it is comparatively a later concept. The work and workforce analysis measurement was well known in operation management right from the era of scientific management by F.W. Taylor. During the Second World War, lot of factories have come up with the invention of the wheel and various iron and steel and other things. The era of factory management, operation management, production, manufacturing, all these things have come up into light to a great extent. And to get the maximum output from these manufacturing activities, F.W. Taylor has given us the scientific management, and many other people during those era have come out with the work and workforce measurement. And post World War also, the various newer ways of measuring these things in operation management started, and it also started with human resource managers measuring. So the concept of HRM measurement has started post World War II. In fact, in 1996, when Kaplan and Norton have given us the concept of balanced scorecard, and the human resource balanced scorecard later came up into existence, and it has given us further impetus to how to measure the HRM effectiveness so that we can get the best results out of people's effort, the employees' effort, and how to make them work in the optimum way so that all the resources are optimally used, and effectively and efficiently we can achieve the organizational goals. With this, let us start with the learning objectives of HRM effectiveness. HRM effectiveness measurement and its significance will be learnt in the beginning. Then we'll look into the significant objectives of HRM effectiveness measurement, why we want to measure this, the metrics of HRM effectiveness. Then we'll learn about the different approaches to measure HRM effectiveness, and out of these multiple approaches that we'll go through in brief, we'll find out which is the most appropriate approach for a particular organization to have the HRM effectiveness measured. We'll also learn about balanced scorecard and HR scorecard. And finally, we'll see what are the various challenges involved in measuring HR effectiveness. Let's define what is measurement. Measurement is nothing but a group of observations when they are expressed in numbers, which aids us in establishing certainty. Then we say this is a measurement. For example, when we want to measure the length of a paper or a table, we are going to have some unit. Say we say that this table is 5 feet long, or 7 feet long, or 3 feet broad. That means we get the exact number telling us certainly this will be this much only. And that's how the measurement is going to help us in various HRM functions also, that when we can numerically, objectively say that this is the number which represents the success of the HRM, then we can say that yes, is it near that or not. HRM effectiveness measurement can be defined as how function contributes to overall business strategy. Ultimately, how the HRM functions, various functions HRM is performing in the form of, say, recruitment and selection, compensation and benefits, employee welfare, the performance appraisal, training development, etc., etc. So all these functions, to what optimum level when the HRM manager should do, so that the overall business strategy, the strategic business objectives or goals that have been put by the organization as a whole are achieved by the employees who are working towards it. So here we can see the HRM effectiveness measurement will be seen by one, the internal customer responses. Who are our internal customers? They are our employees in various departments. Then what is the impact of these HRM functions on these internal customers as well as to the external customers? We can measure that. We can see what is the cost benefit assessment of HRM. How much cost is involved in the salary of our employees, in the functions of HRM, in the form of recruitment selection, in the form of training development, etc., etc. And finally, what are the benefits we are getting out of this cost that we are involved in various HRM functions, in the form of intangible, maybe in the form of customer satisfaction, which can be found out by the customer survey. But tangible benefits also we can find out by having those kinds of investments done in our employees. How the employees are functioning to achieve the organizational goals, and how we can increase the profitability in numbers as compared to the last year, then we can say that cost benefit assessment can be done for various HRM functions. And combination of all the three will give us much better idea about the HRM effectiveness. So let's understand now what is the importance of measuring HRM effectiveness. Why we should measure? First and foremost, it will help us in deciding what are the future investments we can make in towards our employees in for human resources, so that we are going to get the optimum utilization of all our resources in the organization. And when we are going to compare the cost involved for the human resources, for the recruitment, selection, compensation, the training and development, employee welfare, etc., etc., and what are the outcome of this in the form of their effective functioning towards various operations, including the manufacturing, services, the customer satisfaction, the market, better marketing, packaging, innovation, etc., etc. So we can decide what are the types of future investment we can make towards the human resources, so that it will help us in achieving our organizational goals effectively and efficiently. And our organization not only survives, but it grows and progresses further. Second will be to improve the existing HR processes. In any organization, right from beginning, the human resource managers are there, and they are going to develop certain policies, processes, and programs for human resources. So whatever existing HR processes are there, if we can measure these HRM functions and the impact of these processes over the HRM functions, we can find out what are the lacuna, and hence we can improve these existing HR processes so that we can make them better processes to improve the functioning of human resources, which overall impacts the bottom line and gives us better results for our organization. The third one will be to confirm alignment of these HR processes with the organizational strategies. Now, any organization at the beginning of the year, it is going to decide about the strategic management for various goals to be achieved for the next year as well as for the long-term goals it wants to achieve. So, whenever the top management has decided upon its various strategies for the growth of the organization, one has to align the HR processes in such a way that the employees can work and function in such a manner that it will help us in achieving those organizational strategies to be getting the results smoothly without any disharmony among the relationships between the employees, between the employees and the employer, or between the union and the management. So, this is how the HRM measurement will help us in aligning the HR processes with the organization strategies. Then comes to develop intellectual capital. As we know, our employees' competencies, knowledge, skills and attitudes, the abilities of how they can function, all this is extremely important in today's world because of the globalization, because of the global competition that is there and the technological changes that are occurring day by day. And to compete with the world class organizations, one has to develop the intellectual capital of our employees, and whatever activities they are doing, in case they are ineffective activities, one has to discontinue them and replace them with better way of working, better way of doing the things in such a way that they become effective and efficient. Then to find out the accountability of the HR managers regarding the policies, procedures, programs they are going to make, which should be in line with the organization's strategic goals achievement, so that the employees have got the job satisfaction and the customers are highly delighted and the organization progresses day by day. So, to find out how accountable our HR managers are, we will have to measure the HRM effectiveness. Secondly, when we can motivate our employees, these HR managers are supposed to motivate the employees, inspire them to work better and optimize the resources and get the best results for the organization to achieve the organization goals effectively and efficiently. And it should lead to better organization climate, which we have learned in the employee engagement earlier. And overall, the health of the organization should be improving day by day. It should be a robust organization whereby any problems that may come across due to recession globally or due to any other aspects in the external environment in the form of social, political, legal, economical, technological, etc. In spite of all those obstructions, the organization still should be able to fight and improve day by day by total quality management approach, and overall the climate and health of the organization should improve. For that, HR managers' functions are extremely important, and we can measure them, then only we can find out how they are functioning, whether there is any need for improvement in that, and what kind of improvement will help us in bettering the employees' efforts towards the best results for the organization. And overall, we want that the management of HR should be done effectively. That means the goal should be we should get the goals within the time period, and the quality of these products or services should be excellent. And also we should optimize all the resources in such a way that overall profitability should improve day by day. So one should have effective and efficient management of human resources, which will be aided by HR managers, by their expert advice to the line managers, and by their right kind of HR policies, so that the employees are getting job satisfaction and they are engaged also and committed to the organization, loyal to the organization. Then comes, it should bring the objectivity in understanding HR. As we know, most of the functions of HR, we feel that they are intangible, and hence a lot of subjectivity is going to be there. But still we should find out the ways and means to objectively identify certain key indicators in such a way that we should be able to understand HR objectively, and hence there should not be any subjective bias in that, so that we can get optimal results for the organization. So let's understand what are the various objectives of measuring HR effectiveness, why we should measure the HR effectiveness. One is, a system of HR effectiveness to be measured must be in place. As we know, whatever is measured is taken the cognizance of, and it can be improved if it is not up to the mark. Unless you measure, you cannot find out where it stands. For standardization, naturally you need measurement of the HR functions to be done, and hence there should be a system of HR effectiveness to be measured in the organization, and it should be improved day by day. The second will be, it should ensure that the accuracy of data collected is optimized. Whatever data is collected, it should be accurate. Unless the data collected is accurate, whatever measurement we are going to do based on this data is not going to be the right measurement, and from that the logical deduction that we get out of that will not be appropriate, and hence it is not going to help us in improving the process, HR processes, in the right way. Reliability of the data should be ensured by ensuring that we are using more than one matrix. When we are using more than one matrix, it gives us a better idea about whether the data collected is reliable or not. What is reliability basically? It is the consistency of the data, of the measurement that we are getting, should be there, then only we say it is reliable. One should be able to link the HR management output ultimately to business outcome. Unless we can link the two, it is not going to be beneficial to the organization as a whole to achieve its strategic goals. And hence, whatever HR measurement output we are going to derive by obtaining the accurate and reliable data, one has to see to it that this measurement output should be totally correlated with the business outcomes in the form of profitability, higher market share, better customer satisfaction, and all stakeholders should be benefited by these activities of the HR, human resources of the organization. Then comes, whatever metrics we are going to use for measuring the HR effectiveness should have the indicators which are meaningful, and one should be able to take action based on these metrics that we have got the results. At the same time, it should not be very complicated and easy to understand by all the HR managers and line managers, so that they can take the action properly to achieve the organizational goals. It should cover maximum HR functions, then only it can give us a reliable data and reliable metrics which can be implemented in the organization at various levels, at the right from the unionized cadre people to the lower management, middle management and top management, and thereby we can improve upon day by day as far as our HR results, the human resources what they are giving is going to be motivated and they are going to give us the maximum benefits to the organization, and hence one should cover maximum HR functions right from the recruitment, selection, manpower planning, job analysis to the compensation benefits to the employee welfare, etc., etc. So let's understand the various approaches to be taken to evaluate the HR effectiveness. Well, before that one can think of some of the sample questions for the HRM metrics. Say for employee turnover metrics, one can have the cost per hire, the turnover rate, time to fill the vacancy, length of employment, etc. For HR performance, recruiting metrics can be what is the vacant period till that nobody has come, what is the new hire performance appraisal, so that we can find out whether we have selected the right person, we can find out the positive error as well as the negative error which can occur. We can find out the hiring manager's satisfaction based on the survey taken from them, feedback taken from them. We can also find the turnover rates of these new hires, whereby suppose within 6 months, out of 100 new hires, suppose 30 are going out, it means that either we are not selected them rightly, or the induction and orientation program was not proper, and one should go into details about the reasons for that, and then one can improve upon that. Similarly, what is the financial impact of the bad hire to the organization? As we know, when the bad hire is there, either his performance appraisal will tell us that he is not performing up to the mark, or probably we may have to extend his probation period, or we may have to remove him, or some of them may not gel with the culture of the organization, and hence there is a problem for the teamwork, etc. And hence one should find out overall what will be the cost involved in such bad hires, and one should see to it that in future one should not go for such bad hires at any cost. HR performance retention metrics can be seen by overall employee turnover, the turnover which can be prevented, the diversity turnover, and what will be the financial impact of that. And similarly, training and development, one can see what is the learning and growth opportunities available in the organization, what is the on-the-job training content, how it is being done, and what are the opportunities for new hires to go for the training and development. These metrics can tell us overall how the HRM functions are occurring, so that employee engagement can occur, talent acquisition and talent management can be improved for the organization, which in the long run is going to help us, the organization, to achieve their strategic goals in a better way, and the alignment of the HR processes can be there with the strategies of the organization. With that, let us go to the various approaches to evaluate the HR effectiveness. There are certain commonly used approaches and other approaches also. So as far as the commonly used approaches are concerned, there are three such approaches. One is HR auditing, HR benchmarking, and HR cost monitoring. And some of the other approaches are there, where HR management by objective, the employee attitude surveys, HR case studies, HR key performance indicators, KPIs one can say, HR profit center. Earlier days we were thinking HR as a cost center, and now the concept is changing and we are thinking that now the HR should be considered as a profit center. The human resources, the employees of any organization, they are of high value to the organization. Knowledge is power, and it is because of these knowledgeable employees, intellectual capital that the organization is having, it can have competitive advantage over the other rival organizations, and it will lead to better and improved growth of the organization and sustainability of the organization. And hence HR should be considered as a profit center, and one should see as the HR effectiveness index, which should improve year on year. Then, as I told you, nowadays we are thinking of HR not as a cost, but it is considered to be a capital, and hence human capital management or human resource accounting is the current concept for employees, and this is one important approach towards evaluating HR effectiveness. So let's learn these various approaches. First and foremost, as I told you, the common approach, which is HRM audit. How HRM audit is going to facilitate the organization to achieve the strategic goals of the organization? Let's understand that. First and foremost, it will help us in evaluating the performance of HR function, and we have already seen the significance of that, various objectives we have learned earlier. So one should evaluate the performance of HR function. It will also help us in complying with various laws of the land. It will improve the HR policies for the organization. It will help us in complying with various regulations internally and in the external environment. And it is going to make the HR procedures robust in such a way that these procedures can help us to align with the strategies of the organization, ultimately to achieve the organizational goals effectively and efficiently. It also facilitates by contributing the HR function to the organization's strategic objectives. It will lead to development of professionalism of all the HR managers of the organization, whereby they become more ethical, they imbibe the latest knowledge about HR management, they are able to contribute to the functioning of all the HR in the organization in such a way, including the right from the lower rung to the line managers to the middle and top management, whereby one can have the right kind of manpower available for the right job at the right time without wasting any time, and hence improving the HR function's image by how it is going to show us how it can impact overall profitability of the company, and hence increases the company's image also to the society. And that's how the top management will recognize HR as an important department for them, rather than only a clerical or administrative person to be looked at. So this is how it is going to improve the HR function's image, by it is going to show what is the impact of HR managers, various procedures, and the motivation of the HR of the organization, which is going to be in line with, which is leading to their achievement of all the goals in line with the strategic goals of the organization, and hence it is going to impact on the profits to a large extent. So let's understand the HR audit process, exactly how we go about it. First, there is an initial briefing and orientation about how we are going to go about it by the expert to the other HR managers and line managers, and they are going to be oriented towards how this audit is going to occur within, say, 3 days or so. Then they are going to scrutinize all the available information regarding the employee turnover ratio, regarding the attendance of the people, so sickness, absenteeism, etc., regarding the compensation and benefit, how it is there for the organization's employees vis-a-vis the rival organizations, or even at world level, the best organizations. it is also going to scrutinize all the kind of disciplinary action that has been taken against any of the employees, and what was the reason, when it was found out, and how it was tackled by Harmon, whether it was a harmonious relations maintained among all the employees, how is the communication that is occurring throughout the organization, how the vision and mission statements are developed, and how people are working in team. All these data that is there will be scrutinized by this expert team, by the internal auditors and external auditors, one can see. Then they are going to do the employee surveys to find out what is the morale of the employees, whether they are satisfied with the compensation and benefits they are getting, whether they are satisfied with the job that they are doing, whether their career development, succession development, etc. is occurring properly or not. That can be done by even conducting one-to-one interviews with the employees, some of the supervisors and managers. Then they are going to collate all the information that they got from these data that they have collected. They are going to synthesize that, summarize it, tabulate it, and then analyze it to find out what outcome can come out of this data to give us the doable result. They are going to share this and report this information in a proper report format. This audit report will give us three kinds of sections. One section will be for the line managers, second section will be for the specialist HR managers, and the third section will be for generalist HR managers. Well, what are the things that will be written in the section for line managers? From the data that they have collected, they are going to see for the line manager's purpose whether the time invested by the human resource is being properly utilized for the manufacturing or service purpose, whether there is excessive employee turnover or not under this particular line manager. They are also going to tell us what is the overall culture of the people under in a particular department and the organization. They are going to tell us what is the HR manager's needs from the line manager's point of view in their recruitment, selection, job analysis, and the functioning of all their HR, and if they need the support, whether they are taking the support or not. Then they are going to give a separate section for the specialist HR managers, where certain aspects of compensation and benefit will be given to the comp and benefit specialist manager, certain aspect regarding training and development, whether proper training need and assessment was done, how many people have attended, whether each and every employee had got the opportunity to attend the training programs as per the listed, that whether every employee is being sent for the training program for 9 days or 10 days in a year or not, based on whatever they have decided earlier in the strategic management. And they are going to go through those records and tell the HR managers about certain aspects of why this was not done, why some people have gone only for 4 to 5 days, or why some people have not gone at all, how to improve upon that so that the whole organization remains a learning organization and all the employees feel that the managers, top management is concerned for them, and that's why they are sent for the training and development programs, and that's how they can be updated for the various newer technologies that are coming, and they are not going to resist the change that is likely to occur, because change is the only constant thing in today's world. Similarly, they are going to tell certain overall aspects of various HR actions to the generalist HR managers regarding recruitment, selection, induction, the compensation benefits, employee welfare, etc. And they are going to suggest and recommend certain actions to be taken by these generalist HR managers overall to develop better and better HR policies to guide the other people in a proper way. So this is how HR audit process is going to help us in measuring HR effectiveness and recommending the various stakeholders of the organization.